Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 23rd day of February, 2024. And tonight, this is Pledge Week, the last night of Pledge Week. So, folks, we just got to finish strong. We really do, because, boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. We have a lot of the enemy out there to stand in war against the darkness. So tonight we're back in the phone booth. You have Pastor's Mighty Men, Randy and Eric and Frank. And then tonight our producer is Seth, right? Okay, there you go. Hey, Seth.
Hello. Good evening.
All right, good to have you in there, Glass Cage. And right here in the studio, Studio Marm, her name is Lisa.
Well, good evening, everyone.
I'm giving them a little test tonight. See if they remember. All right. And, of course, I'll figure that out later. But way out yonder in Texas, wearing the boots and that 10-gallon hat, we have none other than that legendary statesman, Chaplain John McTurnan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. Great to hear from you. I always look forward to your introduction of me. It swells my head up a little, and I like it. How's that?
All right. Very good.
Sometimes you hit me below the belt with some of the introductions, but, I like to hear what you have to say. It's funny. God bless you, Pastor Ernie, and all our listeners.
You know, we never know what we're going to say here, do we?
Yeah, I don't think you do. It's like it's spontaneous. Comes out of you.
Yeah, it just kind of happens. I tested these guys tonight, and Lisa, about remembering her name. You know, she's, I better leave it go. All right. Hey, listen, we have a lot of stuff to get done here tonight, so we got to get to it. The title of the message was Lesser Magistrates Then and There. And what we did, we went through the scripture looking at the lesser magistrates. And, of course, a lot of people that didn't know what a lesser magistrate was. Did you know that, John? And so,
yeah, that's not a common expression, Pastor Ernie. You know, you don't outside of you, you know, you might not hear it too often.
Well, the Bible has a lot to say about lesser magistrates, and whenever a setting authority is acting in opposition to God's sovereign laws and statutes, and, well, those that stand in the gap on the Lord's side, they are referred to as lesser magistrates. So we saw some good examples of that, as we saw Shephron Pua, how they were the lesser magistrates. They actually worked for the government. They were of that day federal employees, but they saved the babies alive. They obeyed God at a great risk, and God rewarded them with houses and homes. We see that the mother of Moses, she was a lesser magistrate. She obeyed God and not the government and saved Moses alive. And then you see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, of course. They refused to obey the king and worship the idols, and they obeyed God. And they set the example. They were lesser magistrates, and God blessed them for that. And so, and that's what we are too today. I mean, we're lesser magistrates. And so, I wanted to pick it up, and because in Acts 5, so we looked in Acts 5, and we talked about the apostles, how they were thrown in prison, and the Lord Jesus Christ Himself came and set them loose. And how he said, get out there. He said, go stand and speak in the temple to all the people, all the words of life. And they, in other words, he said, go take your stand. And they did that. And so, of course, the Sadducees were beside themselves, because the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. And here these apostles were out there boldly preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And boy, I'm going to tell you, they hit a nerve with these Sadducees, and they were crying. In fact, they said, did we not strictly command you that you should not teach in his name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with a doctrine, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Remember what they said, John, when they were up on that cross.
Yes. You're right, Pastor.
Let his blood be upon us and our children, huh?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And then so, of course, then Gamaliel came along. Gamaliel, he was the Apostle Paul's mentor, teacher.
Yes.
But he was also very familiar with Joseph of Arimathea and also a number of the other members of the Council of Elders, or the Sanhedrin, if you will. And so he wondered why. He was wondering, why is it, what makes these people, why do they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Why are they willing? Remember Nicodemus. He knew Nicodemus, and he wondered, you know, these guys are very smart people. These are, what do they see in this Lord Jesus? And then, you know, of course, he was very aware of the Old Testament prophecies and of Isaiah 53, wasn't he?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
And that's why he told him, he said, listen, be careful with what you do with these guys, because if they are who they say they are, then you will find yourself fighting against God. And that's hard to win, huh?
Oh, you can't win against God, Pastor Ernie.
No. So, you know what? I'm going to stop right here, though, and do two things. One, I want to say that this is Pledge Night, folks, and I've got to do this. I got to give you those phone numbers. 888-677-9673 and 888-281-1110. And we have already, let me see, Jerry in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Jerry. Let me give those numbers again, 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. And one other thing, John, I want to do before we go farther. We have a lady in our church, and we call her Peter's woman. Her name's Laura, and her husband's Peter Daugherty. And Laura has been very, very ill lately. She's been very fragile with her immune system and that, and so she is still, it keeps lingering on, and it's got her whole family just beside themselves, so and our whole church, because she's you know, everybody in the church loves Laura, so we're going to say a prayer for her right now. So folks out there, join with me in this prayer, if you would. Join with me. I know all the doers of the word will be joining with me. And so as we hold her up, because, John, tell the folks out there why, when requested, that they should pray with you.
Well, that's funny, because there's power in people in prayer when they're in one accord.
There is power in prayer, and the old saying, much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power, no prayer, no power, huh?
Absolutely. That's the way it is.
And so let's pray for Laura right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Laura up. She's had this for a long, long time, this malady. We would just ask, Lord, that you would have touched Laura, get her a complete and total healing, Lord, Father God. And then, Lord, turn her desires towards you more and more every day in every way. And then, Lord, once she's touched, once she's healed, once she has her strength back, send her to me, because I've got a lot of work in this ministry. We have much more work than we have people. And we'll put her to work, so someday she'll hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, John, we want to finish off here in Acts, well, verses 40 through 42, Acts chapter 5. And to him they agreed, and when they called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and every house, they ceased not to teach and preach in Jesus' name. How should we let those very words influence us?
Oh, I mean, that Acts chapter 5 towards the end there is a powerful chapter, Pastor Ernie. And they told them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and they went out and spoke in the name of Jesus. We got to obey God rather than men.
Absolutely.
They were rejoicing. They were rejoicing.
So why would they even, because, you know, they ended up, all of them ended up being martyred, right? And so what is the positive outcome of being martyred for Christ?
Well, you go directly to heaven, Pastor Ernie, but in addition to that, there's a martyr's crown that people receive when they die for the Lord like that.
Amen. Listen, is everybody out there that you know, are they going to die someday anyhow?
It depends upon the rapture.
Well, even during the rapture, you actually die to sin in the physical, and you're reborn. So, I mean, even in that, your old body dies away, and your new body is born, right?
Yeah, the Bible says it's in a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, yeah, technically, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, like, you haven't really grown real fond of your old body, have you?
Well, the older I get, the less fonder I am of it, Pastor.
All right. Okay. We have to listen, we're going to get to the most important thing to everybody out there listening right now, the most important thing for them, the most important thing, and that's, if let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. 2 Peter 1 and verse 10. Wherefore, The rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. So why is that important, to make your calling and your election sure?
Well, people can, if they can be unsure of their salvation and that God, like, loves them and all. So there's things, as we do in the Lord, it, like, solidifies us with him.
If we turn over to, do you have that electric Bible of yours there?
I do, Pastor Ernie.
Would you turn over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and read me verse 5?
Second Corinthians 13, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not that your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates?
Okay, so what is that all about?
Well, again, to me, when I see examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. The way we examine ourselves, Pastor Ernie, is according to the Word of God. That's like a mirror for us to look into. So, you know, so it's important that our life is living, we're living according to the Word of God.
So now, if you were looking to find evidence of salvation in somebody, what would that be? I mean, because a lot of people, I mean, you go to these mega churches and you have thousands of people making a profession of faith in Christ, but I've heard several say that they like the large crowds because they can not likely to be called on to do anything. Is that evidence of faith in Christ?
No, Pastor. Faith without works is dead, being alone.
Okay, so now,
Pastor Ernie, if I told you I was a baseball player, right?
Yeah.
And you said to me, really, what position you play? Well, I don't really play a position. What? Are you a pinch hitter there? You know, what's your batting average? Well, I don't have a batting average. Well, why do you think you're a baseball player? Well, I sit in the stands and I think I'm a baseball player. Is that person a baseball player, or is that person under a delusion?
I think Proverbs 14, verse 1 would answer that question, but I think that person is delusional.
Right. So if someone says to me, I'm a Christian, and we get in a discourse and find out that the person doesn't read the Word, doesn't witness, never told anybody about their faith. I mean, that's like the delusion there. You know, it's not, it's like someone who thinks they're a baseball player sitting in the stands, you know, watching a game.
Let me, so the Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And then he says, And those days many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did I not in your name heal the sick and do all of these things? And Jesus will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Okay, so what is he saying then?
Well, I look at that, Pastor Ernie, as people building their own kingdom here on earth, not God's kingdom. It's all self and not working for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so if we just go by natural things, like, for example, and I use this often, if you're a bird, if you have a bird, and the bird's alive and well, you throw it in the air, it'll fly, because that's what birds do, right?
Yes.
if you have a fish, and if the fish has got life in it, you put it in water, it'll swim. That's what fish do, right?
Yes.
So now, if you've got the life of Christ in you, if you're a Christian, you're going to have a burning desire to serve the Lord. You're going to want, you're going to want to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only, aren't you?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so if you have a profession of faith, and people are out there listening, because those verses are saying, make your salvation sure. You better, this is important, to examine yourself. Do you have that burning in your belly to serve the Lord? Do you, you know, are you there, or is it, well, you know, like some of the prosperity preachers, Gloria Olstein said, it's not about it. It's not about God, it's about us.
And, right, they're building their own kingdom, Pastor Ernie, and they've got their reward here on earth, not in heaven.
Absolutely. All righty.
No, Pastor Ernie, there's three scriptures in John that's very important. One in John 8:31 says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. There's one in John 13 which says, by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love one to another. And then in verse 15, it says that the disciples of Jesus Christ bear much fruit. So that's a good way to see if you're a real believer. You know, are you in the Word? Do you have genuine love for the brethren? And do you produce fruit for God?
Well, you know, he tells you over in Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Now, Ron Reagan Jr. came out this week, and he came out years ago, but again this week, and he was promoting atheism. He was boasting how what wonderful news that atheism now is the fastest growing religion in America. And when he finished saying this, then he mocks God by saying, oh, by the way, I am not afraid of burning in hell. Well, what advice would you give to Ron Reagan Jr.?
To get down on his knees, or repent immediately, ask God for forgiveness, and confess Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Amen. That's some very, very good advice. All right. I want to one more passage of Scripture. Would you turn to Galatians 4 and read me verse 19? I'm doing this off memory, so maybe this might not be the right one. Let me see. I think it is Galatians.
Galatians 4:19?
I think so, yeah.
My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you.
Until Christ be formed in you. What does that mean?
I would say that's maturity, when we maturity in the faith.
Very good. You would be right, too. All right, here, you know what? We're up against a hard break. We'll be back right after this. Take her away, Seth.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country.
when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell.
No, we're not going to take it anymore. Guess who else is not going to take it anymore? His name is Donald J. Trump. That's right. President Trump declares he will defend Christians from continued persecution, and no one will take down the cross of Christ under the Trump administration. President Donald Trump promised to defend Christians against the radical left's anti-Christian policies during his yesterday's speaking engagement at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville. I was supposed to be there. Most of the folks, some of them from the station went, but I had too many conflicts. I really wanted to go to see that, too. The 45th president told a crowd of Christian broadcasters and other attendees, every communist regime throughout history has tried to stamp out all the churches, just like every fascist regime has tried to co-opt them and control them. And in America, the radical left is trying to do both. Boy, are they. Trump is right. As the Gateway pundit previously reported, the DOJ under the Biden regime charged six Christian pro-life activists for praying and singing hymns inside a bloody abortion mill in Nashville, Tennessee. The six pro-life activists, one of those is a good friend of mine, Cal, have since been convicted of violating the FACE Act and a felony count of conspiracy rights, which is total can carry up to 11 years sentence. We pray, John, remember precatory prayers against that corrupt prosecutor, that entirely corrupt prosecutor, and that entirely corrupt judge. And what do you think about that, too? If you have a jury, and the prosecutor tells the jury, look, you've got to find them guilty if they violated the law, even if the law is a bad law, even if the law is an antichrist law, what should the jury do?
Well, we're allowed, it's called jury nullification.
Absolutely.
Well, the jury is the final determination, really, Pastor Ernie. Now, the problem is, I don't think most of the people know that. The government doesn't go out like the judge, when he's charging the jury, he doesn't advise them of jury nullification. Certainly the government prosecutors don't. I really, unless they're real patriots, a defense attorney probably wouldn't bring it up. So they have the right, but they don't know they have the right.
Right, and what he's telling you, look, you can, even if you say someone has violated this law, but if this law is a bad law, if it's against what God's word, the Bible teaches, then you have the right to say no. Because the law is a bad law, we find him innocent, right?
Right. For example, someone trying to protect babies, like peacefully, will say blocking an abortion center. How can that be a crime?
Well, they tried to RICO me 3 times, charged me with racketeering for saving babies.
Right, but you know, it. Look at it this way, Pastor Ernie. Prior to 1973, abortionists. Well, it was actually starting to break before that. But if you go back into, I'm going to say the mid '60s and all that, abortion was a serious crime.
I know that.
And now all of a sudden, it's a constitutional right.
Well, not according to God, it's still murder.
Exactly right.
I remember hearing Jimmy Carter, who said he was a born-again Christian. I never believed Jimmy Carter was a born-again Christian, because I remember hearing him say that the Bible does teach that abortion is murder, it's a sin, but my constituents elected me to keep it legal, and that's what I'll do. What do you think? Now, is that obeying God rather than men or not?
No, it's not, Pastor Ernie. I remember that Supreme Court justice who wrote Roe versus Wade, Blackmun.
Yeah, Henry Blackmun.
Right. And he, I don't know, I picked it up where he said he's going to take Roe versus Wade with him to the grave. Right.
Yep.
And he got this tremendous funeral. I think he was, they had his coffin there in the rotunda, and when all these people were coming and crying, and all these prayer boards and all. Now, stack that up against God's word, Pastor.
I believe 7 of those 9 so-called justices are burning in hell today. What do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I've given this some thought. And do you know in Revelation chapter 14 where it says, your works shall follow you to heaven? I'm almost sure it's Revelation 14. I think that the evil and sin that people do after they pass away, the fruit of it will follow them on Judgment Day. You know, for example, those 7 justices that you mentioned, they all voted yes for Roe versus Wade. Well, that legal document, they're still being babies killed in states.
About 150 million altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, right this moment, they're still being killed.
Right.
And even though all those justices have died, the fact that they made it legal, they're responsible for it.
I know that.
That were dying after they passed away, these justices, God's going to hold them accountable for all those babies. So the things that we do, good or bad, good or evil, can carry on past the time we pass away, Pastor.
Absolutely. I got to say that we have Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 100, Anonymous in New York pledges 100, and Dan, the blessing man from California, he blesses 60. Thank you, folks. The phones are... I gotta give that out because we haven't had any, we haven't been giving it out in a long time. 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. The fellas are waiting there for your call. 888 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. We have to finish strong. Former President Donald Trump promised to use his second term in the White House to defend Christian values, and even suggested he'd shield the faith, warning a convention of, as he gave a warning at a convention of religious broadcasters on Thursday night, that the left wants to tear down the crosses. They really do want to tear down the crosses. Remember, every communist regime throughout history has tried to stamp out the churches. So there you go. And you know what? This is why they hate Trump so much. This is one of the reasons why.
Pastor Ernie, I think, as I studied history and all, I think that the hatred that the Nazis had for the Jews is surpassed here in America by the hatred the woke, the hard left, the communists, the atheists have for us, because we're not rolling over and playing dead. I mean, the Jews did not really try to resist the Nazis. The Nazis just merely hated them because they were Jews. But with us, I mean, we are fighting back, and we're praying a lot. I mean, there was a lot of prayer going up, Pastor Ernie, and I'm glad. I wish there was more prayer, but I'm glad for all the prayer that's going up. We're fighting them at every turn, and they are seething, insane with anger against us, Pastor Ernie.
They are. Here's some good news, though. You know, since Roe v. Wade, according to the Natural News, since Roe v. Wade went down, was overturned, 89,000 babies have been saved from that cruel and painful death, and that is directly coordinated with the reverse of Roe v. Wade. And so,
well, here in Texas, there's virtually like no abortions now here in Texas, and there's been reports of people actually moving out of Texas and going to hardcore liberal states because it's a pro-abortion state.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I'm happy about that. I mean, go. I mean, if abortion is so important to you, get out. Get out.
And so what does the Bible say about it when innocent blood is shed on that ground? What does God do? It's cursed.
Blood cries out, and the Bible says, God, in Proverbs 6, it says, God hates the shedding of innocent blood.
And so he's going to, they're bringing a curse on the so-called blue states. If you look at them now, why wouldn't you want to live, say, right now in New York City? In fact, the state of New York now, what's happening in the state of New York right now?
As far as what, Pittsburgh?
Pardon?
As far as what?
Well, you've got all of these illegal aliens there. They're paying. They're going broke. The state of New York is going broke. They're asking. They actually want some of the people to take in the illegals into their homes because of that Engron and Letitia James and the corrupt and that corrupt governor. Truckers are striking. Truckers are refusing to deliver goods to New York now. And I guess that is growing more and more. And now real estate. A lot of companies. One of the Remington, been in New York for 200 years. This huge company out there, they're moving out. And all of those people that worked, that lived around that big, huge factory, they had those jobs. They're losing their jobs. They're going to have to move to Georgia because they're getting factories are moving out of New York. And again, it's and the police are leaving there too. They don't want to stay there in New York because of the corrupt prosecutors that you have. So why? Well, that's a state where that was the first place in the country where they legalized baby killing, New York. They had the biggest abortion mill in the country there. And so the ground, but not just New York, for this entire our country, the sewers have run red with the blood of the innocent, and that blood has, for from coast to coast has cried out and bore witness against the people. But you know who else, Joe? John, that blood has bore witness against the pastors. The pastors they had the duty to lead the fight. They had a duty to march on Washington, D.C., and put that court that called itself supreme, that was supreme, Joe, only in the rebellion against God and their sin. The pastors had the duty to put them on trial for treason against God and country. The pastors failed God, just like they had failed God earlier in 62 when they took the prayer out of the public schools. Again, they have failed God, and they failed too, even though they did put up much of a better fight, I think, and when it came to same-sex, what they call same-sex marriages. So to whom much is given, and they knew what was going on. Again, in my opinion, no place has our Lord been more dishonored than from the pulpits. What do you think?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. I think there's a lot of reasons for it, but one of the main reasons is they've lost the fear of God. They don't think God will judge the nation for shedding innocent blood. You know, they don't think God would be offended that we have prayer and Bible reading for separation of church and state. Well, there is no separation of church and state, because if you throw God out, it's not a vacuum. Satan comes right in. And it took about 40 years for, I don't know exactly how long, I'm going to say about 40 years, for the full impact it hit. And it's really hit, Pastor. And I was just reading this week where in Massachusetts, there's one school, a high school, that is so out of control, they're asking the National Guard to come in and bring the school under control.
All righty. We got to get those numbers out. We want to say Anthony in Texas pledges 200. Paul in Ohio pledges 200. Arthur in PA pledges 50. James in Michigan pledges 100. Teresa in California pledges 20. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. One of the reasons why it's important, John, for this radio program to stay on the air is, you know, that George Soros now has just bought in to 40% of that Odyssey. Odyssey owns 235 radio stations and 48 media markets. And so they're actually the second largest next to Clear Channel, or not Clear Channel, iHeart. Yeah, next to iHeart. And so it's so important. Remember when Bloomberg bought off those stations? We were in New York. We were on those stations, and he bought them off just to get us off. You had Alex Jones, you had us, you had Noah Hutchings, you had Rents, and they bought off those stations just to get us off of those stations. Now Soros is buying in 40% of these radio stations, and now what's going to happen if they go? You know, because if they go completely communist, then it's like what happens when people are going woke nowadays, when they go woke. Remember Bud Light?
Yes, of course.
Go woke, go woke, go broke, huh?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Very good. We got a lot to, here's massive, massive crowd rocks. Our PACs rock Hill, Southern Carolina, South Carolina Arena to see President Trump. He won't even be there, I think, till tomorrow at the rally. Or maybe the rally was today at 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Maybe it's 2 days, Pastor Ernie. No, the rally, there was a rally today.
Yeah, well, this place, you can see it. It is filled to the brim. And I guess Trump did speak at 5 p.m. today. I didn't catch it. But he's turning out massive crowds, and they expect him tomorrow to lead Nikki Haley by probably 30 points.
Pastor Ernie, that Nikki Haley is turning into all that congresswoman from Wyoming, Elizabeth What's her last name there? Her father was the...
I know who you... Cheney.
Elizabeth Cheney. Cheney was insane with hatred for Trump. I'm lying and lying and lying, and now Nikki Haley is picking up the slack.
She's got Trump derangement, doesn't she?
She does. I think she's just been paid off, Pastor. I think they're pumping a lot of money into her. The rhinos and the hardcore Democrats, they want her as a thorn against them.
That's where all her money's coming from. In fact, she's asking the Democrats to vote as Republicans in the primary for her. And so, how do you think that's... The Bible says, touch not my anointed. Do you think that Trump has God's anointing on him?
Well, I do think there is an anointing on him, Pastor Ernie. And I have such a hard time getting over what he did with COVID-19 and all of that. I mean... There was great suffering was loosed on the country, and a lot of people died. And I've never quite heard him ask forgiveness for doing that.
Well,
and I got a long memory when it comes to that.
Yeah, I do too. 17 million people, a report just came out, 17 million people died from COVID, from the shots, from the so-called vaccines.
Yes.
17 million. Now, that's the greatest, I think, what in history, isn't it?
From a vaccine, I imagine it has to be. Well, it's not a vaccine, Pastor Ernie, but using the term vaccine, I don't know of anything that compares to it. 17
right.
million.
So let's look at what Trump did. First of all, do you think that he was actually convinced, because here's what I was told. I was told that he knew that they were going to bring this out, that there was no way that he was going to be able to stop it, okay? But so he knew that if it was an experimental, that they could not force the people to take it. They could not even force the military, which they were not allowed to, but they did things anyhow. So he knew that if not, now under the federal law, if it was a case where it was supposed to be an emergency pandemic, the federal government could force you to take the vax or the kill shot. But Trump knew that if it was experimental, they could not force you to do that. And now I remember him coming out and promoting hydroxychloroquine. I remember him promoting hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, he did, Pastor Ernie, 100% right.
And so, because remember he got the COVID, remember he had the COVID, and he said that's what he took. He took hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and that's what he was promoting. And so this is what I've been told why he did that. But.
What happened, Pastor Ernie, was Trump was talking just like you said, and then Fauci came out and attacked him and for standing for hydroxychloroquine. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And ivermectin is for worms. You give it to horses for worms. And it turns out that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is tremendous for viruses and infections and all, and malaria. It's tremendous. In fact, it's promoted by the CDC. But when Fauci came out against him like that, he seemed to crumble, Pastor Ernie.
Well, it's because he was in a snake pit. He was in a swamp all around him. All the people he thought he could trust had betrayed him and betrayed us. He was surrounded in that snake pit. In fact, Tucker Carlson just did a good program on it. I have. I wish maybe I can play it next week. But he shows you how these people like Fauci and the others, knowing they were lying, absolutely stood there and lied, knowing that they were telling lies. 17, they were all a part of Bill Gates' depopulation program. We warn people. John, you remember, 3 weeks before the very first shot was given, we told people, well, we had Wendy Wilson. She was on top of that from the beginning. And she said, Pastor, this is not a shot. And we looked into it. We said, no. The fellow who invented that, he said it was a bioweapon.
He did that then.
Yeah, we played him right here, and he said, it's not a vaccine at all. It's a bioweapon. He created it for the military. And so 3 weeks before the first shot was given, we warned people, do not take that. Okay. In fact, remember, we sent out in the newsletter those forums to saying that to give you a religious exemption. And a lot of people used the forums we sent out and didn't have to get the kill shot. And that's what it is. It was 17 million people died. Fauci should be tried for murder. And all the people involved in that should be tried for genocide, don't you think?
Absolutely. They violated all the Nuremberg medical laws. They weren't exactly laws, but they were the Nuremberg
code.
Code. There you go. And they ignored everything and just followed what the Nazis did.
Absolutely. All right. Teresa in California pledges 20. Karen in Pennsylvania 50. And Anonymous in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you. 888-281-1110. We're coming up to a break. What a beautiful time to call here during that break. 888-677-9673. Again, especially with credit cards, 888-281-1110. This is the last night. We've got actually less than 1 hour left, folks out there, to raise enough money to stay on the air for another whole month. And we're up against people like Soros and that are trying to get us off the air. And we're working, and we really work hard here. 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you so we can keep going.
Ernie, yes. When we come back from the great break, let me give a plug for the show.
All righty. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, we got some very interesting things that's happening out there, and you're going to be telling us about it. All right. Okay. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch. Especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.